Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly.
This is RAWF After Hour.
Then it goes a little something like this.
Show me, get started, show me. Why one-on-one, you can't hold me. If your last name was Hayes, only when you were me, I'd stick my name on your pants. No resident of France, but you swear I'm from Paris. Honest is carrot, total all that's courage. Trying to get purpose, my chain to your chain. Train a Motorola, no service out of your range. You're out of your brain, thinking I'ma shout out your name. You gotta come up with better ways than acting to get your fame. All that pressure you apply, it's time to ease off. Before I hit you from the blind, not taking your sleeves off. As much as we lost, it's hard to please off.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to RAWF After Hours live from the Philippines. I am Lord Amadeus, your host and with the and owner of RAWF, and we are just one night away from our big pay-per-view right here in the Philippine arena in Ciudad de Victoria in the Philippines. Tropical Aggression tomorrow night. Let me bring on my co-host. He is...
I feel I leave it on while the Jedi slumber. I hear the rhythm of the music. I buy a product but never use it. I hear the top keys of the DJ. Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican world radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, El Vacant is here. Good evening, El Vacant.
Hola, señor. ¿Cómo está?
Ah, not too bad, not too bad. It's been a crazy week, as you know. We were in Hawaii last week, flew over to the Philippines about midweek, getting everything ready tomorrow here in the largest indoor arena in the entire world. We will be coming to you live from here in the Philippines. And how has your week been, El Vacant?
I mean, a little bit of sad news in the last few days, but other than those things, pretty good.
Yes, yes, there has been some sad news, and I was going to cover that briefly. We have lost several people over the past few days. Of course, two of them were WWE superstars or legend. One, a particular legend in Terry Funk. And I know a lot of people may not remember Terry Funk. From the old, from the back of the really old days in the 70s and 80s, when he was actually a NWA world champion. He was one of the best in the business. And, you know, he was definitely a crazy old bastard. Even in his final days of competing, he was one crazy bastard, and he is an absolute legend.
Absolutely. And if you're not familiar with his work and you like hardcore wrestling, that's the man you have to thank. That man is a legend in hardcore wrestling.
Yeah. Legend all around, really. Legend.
That's true.
I mean,
but like what we see is like what we think is commonplace in hardcore wrestling, he innovated.
Indeed. Indeed. And Terry Funk, I believe he died at 79. I believe that's what
I believe you're correct.
Yeah, so 79. He had a good long life, no doubt about it, but boy, did he put himself through hell there for many, many years. But definitely a legend. Our heart goes out to his family. And Terry, you will be missed, as will somebody a lot of people would know if they're big WWE fans, is Bray Wyatt. And that one is pretty tragic. Not sure of all the details of how he passed, but he had a huge influence over the last 10, 15 years in WWE. What are your thoughts real quick on Bray Wyatt, O'Vagan?
Wyndham was a great, you know, I'm going to use his real name, you know, characters aside. He was a very influential man in the locker room and in the ring. He changed a lot of things about how WWE works internally. And he brought a lot of fans back to WWE in a time where they needed that. I don't think he ever really got the respect he truly deserved from that company, and I think that's a little sad. My understanding from a thing I read a few hours ago is that they're now saying that he passed due to a heart condition from resulting from his bout with COVID. But again, that's just what I read recently. It may turn out to be not correct, but that's what I read a few hours ago. But yeah, you know, he's a definite loss, and you can see that, you know, for such a young guy. I mean, you think about it, he was young, and to have the impact he had, if you just look around the industry to see the reactions that are having, it speaks for itself.
Yeah, that was definitely that one definitely hit the wrestling community hard when he passed away. Certainly, especially a couple days after Terry did. And then on a lighter note, and while it may not pertain to wrestling directly, he did make an appearance on One Monday Night Raw a few years ago as a special guest host. But he has definitely was a huge influence to me as a young man, especially during the summer being home and watching TV every day. Bob Barker, the longtime host of The Price is Right, passed away at 99. Was it earlier today, El Vacant, I believe?
Yes, see, earlier today.
And so, you know, he was something else. He was one of those guys you you loved to watch on TV, did a great job. The prices, he made The Price is Right what it is today, one of the biggest, longest running game shows in history. And I always loved Bob Barker and everything he brought to the table. I always loved watching The Price is Right as a kid. So rest in peace, Bob Barker, if you will. So that one hit me a little hard too, just because I remember so much watching him so much. But yeah. What was that?
See, I was going to say, you know, it's funny, like growing up in Mexico, I didn't quite grow up with him the way you did, but I will say, you know, interesting fact that I actually have something very in common with Bob Barker.
Well, what's that?
He too had a shelter and a charity for donkeys.
Really?
Yeah, not kidding. He really did.
Wow.
Actually one of the largest in the world. He had a rescue shelter for donkeys. It was weird because his name wasn't super attached to it, but he very much was the founder and the reason it stayed alive. He donated ridiculous amounts of money to it every year. You know, obviously that is a subject close to my heart.
So a sad week for us all, for especially if we were wrestling fans, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, we have to move on as we usually do. But our condolences to all of the families of the folks we just mentioned, Terry Funk, Bray Wyatt, a.k.a. Wyndham Rotunda, and Bob Barker. So, all right, on to some happier stuff now, if you will. Let's talk about Tropical Aggression comes to us live tomorrow night. We will be live right here on Blog Talk at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's going to be a hell of a show. Some huge matches tomorrow, but first let's get to the RAWF rankings. And El Vacant, you have the rankings in front of you, sir.
I do, right here.
All right.
All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to take a little drinky poo before I start this.
Yes, have a drinky poo.
A little drinky poo. All right, everybody. So this is 10 out of 14 matches. So, you know, nothing's over yet, but it's pretty, you know, things are starting to shape up, as it were. All right, starting from the bottom, working our way up. In 25th place, we have Ken Costa. That sounds like it should be the guy hosting a game show, doesn't it? Like, Ken Costa. It just sounds. All right. 24th. Anton Dare. In 23rd place, we have Baba Shaker. That's just fun to say. In 22nd place, we have a look at that. I haven't seen this name in a while. Big Papa. In 21st place, we have Ashy Sasselbees, as you like to call her. In 20th place,
What?
She has been called that like multiple times on this show.
What?
Actually, I think it was Razor who's accidentally said it several times, but...
Oh, okay. I like to call her. I'm like, I don't believe I've ever called her that. But okay.
You did it once too, but I could be wrong. It could have been Razor. But still, it's still funny. It still tickles my bone. Leave me alone. I want to rephrase that, don't I? Yeah, never mind. In 20th place, these. In 19th place, we have Bruce the Shark. In 18th place, we have the Pure One, Uber Vegan. In 17th place, we have the Wrestling Messiah, Conk. In 16th place, we have A.F. James. In 15th place, there's another name we haven't seen in a while, Big Effin' Hitman. In 14th place, the Doctor is in. That's right, the Doctor is in 14th, Dr. Kent. In 13th place, we have Strangleheart. In 12th place, maybe the conspiracy isn't working that out well out for him this month, because in 12th place, we have Killer Neptune. In 11th place, this is one of my favorite names to say, and he's a good business partner. Let me tell you, you get his hot sauce, you will like it. You'll understand. That's right. Ha-cha-chas. In 10th place, we have Revenge Gibson. I don't know what she's getting revenge for, but she's been getting it for a really long time. Someone pissed that chick off. All right. In 9th place, we have Kane, the Governor. In 8th place, we have the Extreme Enigma. In 7th place, I will actually say her correct name, not what it's written here, the Diesel Warrior. In 6th place, we have Hobo Ezekiel. That's right, clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack at 6th place. at fifth place, oh, we've got the most aptly named man in all of wrestling, the unsettled Christopher Cage. In fourth place, we have Nightcrawler. In third place, we have Kayla, the governor. She has really stepped up her game in the last several months. It's been seeing her up here a lot. In second place, we have Simply the Best, which leaves us in first place with our extra points winner, the Paragon of Greatness. There you go. That is our standings, 10 out of 14 matches.
Still very early, and I have a feeling those rankings are going to change. I mean, I think we had a – it is what it is, but okay. But, yeah, as it sits right now, Paragon of Greatness number one due to the extra points tournament win. And STB, of course, gets his opportunity to tomorrow to make RAWF history sitting at number two. And you're right, Kayla has certainly been stepping up her game, and Nightcrawler is back on point. I do think that somewhere down the road, the unsettled Chris Cage is going to be World Heavyweight Champion. I'm still rooting for that. It's a thing for me right now. I don't know why, but all right. So let's see here. Those are the rankings. Let me get to some AGM report, I guess. Tags report from Unstoppable. Congrats to Dungeons and Dragons, who placed first this season, and Hotness Overload, who placed second. They will be facing each other at Tropical Aggression to determine who will be the new tag team champions. The final top five tag teams of season five are, in first place, Dungeons and Dragons, the Paragon of Greatness, and Nox Boogie. In second place, Hotness Overload, Menzino, and Mrs. Brew Menzino. In the third place, Mind Games, the Extreme Enigma, and AF James. In fourth place, the Happy Hippos, that is Stryker and Marquis de Sade. And in fifth place, Deez and Mithras. The final top 10 can be found in the tag team's top 10 rankings on the RAWF main page. Season 6 of Tag Teams is still open for sign-up and will be closing tomorrow after the pay-per-view radio show. And if you're in need of a partner, check out the scene. There are several wrestlers looking for a partner for this season. And the Extra Points Tournament is now open to join. It will be closing in 1 week. And this is exciting. Keep an eye out for a new event coming, the Radical Rumble. Interesting. All right. So with that being said, that from Unstoppable. And is he here? It appears he may be here. Let's play his music and see if we can get through to him on this one. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. RAWF.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Judgment is here, I think. Judge, are you here?
Yes, I'm here, Amadeus. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. Judge, how are you enjoying the Philippines?
It's exactly what I thought it would be. Hot, crazy, smelly, pathetic, underground. People need to be back in the ground doing things. You know, most Filipinos need just to stick to what they do best, and that's nails. I mean, have you seen how many nail salons is around here?
I can't say that I have.
Nails.
Oh, can you notice the excess of nail salons around here? No? Okay,
It just smells here. I'm really go back to, you know, and I know El Bacon's not going to like this, but compared to where we're at now, I'd much rather be in the North Pole somewhere.
Why?
Because it's hot, smelly, stinky here. Come on, El Bacon. Go somewhere where at least it's comfortable, cool. It's humid out there. It's like a gazillion temperature out there.
It's not that bad. All right. At any rate, Judge, you made a special announcement last week that Survivor was returning to RAWF. Details you can share with us on when this will begin, and have people been selected already for Survivor? What's going on?
Yes, well, I've got done right now. I have 14. I was going to take 20. If I get 20 between now and time, then we'll go with 20. If not, we're going to go with the 14. It's going to be 7-on-7. And here's the fun thing. It's going to start at Tropical Erection.
Tropical
Which is basically going to start, it's Tropical Erection.
All right.
It's basically
awesome.
Getting ready to go anyway.
So it's starting tomorrow is basically what you're saying.
Yes, it's starting tomorrow. In the midst of, I'm getting word now. It's just 80% humidity outside with some thunderstorms. I knew it was thunderstorms. That thunderstorm is the way of telling us we should not be here.
Why?
Anyway, it will be, I'll be drawing names. I'll be posting the tribes tomorrow. So you'll have one tribe, and you have A tribe and a B tribe, and you just get some rules when I send the rules out, and so get ready to have fun, and it's going to be interesting. I think you guys will like it. It's going to be pretty fun this year. So it will
All
start
right.
tomorrow.
All right, and so
you still
have
time to get in there.
Okay, you still have time. So you're going to start. You will start it tomorrow if you don't get any more people with 7-on-7, correct?
Correct. If I don't get the 20 that I was wanting to get, was shooting for 20, 10-on-10. So if we don't get the 20, then I can go with what I have and just build it up starting from there.
Now, my question is, Survivor, it's about the Hatfield and McCoy Championship, right? So the winner of Survivor will get a shot at the Hatfield McCoy Championship when all said and done.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
When the season ends, here's the thing. It's because it doesn't run at every pay per view. It's a season. I mean, we're gonna run it as a season. So you got 14. Take away one a day, so you got roughly 13 weeks of people. So it's not going to officially be at every pay-per-view. The title isn't going to be changed. You're still going to have the Hatfield-McCoy tournament. We're still going to do it. But every at the end of the season, whoever wins, the survivor, will get to face the champion of Hatfield-McCoy's at that pay-per-view.
All right.
You follow me?
Sounds good. I think I do. I think I do, Judge. I think I get it.
Okay.
So, all right. Awesome. Excellent, Judge. So, in that case, the Hatfield-McCoy tournament, you'll have one up here soon for sign-ups and whatnot. So
I'll have it up. Actually, the Hatfield-McCoy sign-up will be starting before the end of the radio show.
All right. Sounds good.
I'll post the sign-up sheet here in just a few minutes.
All right. Sounds good, Judge. Sounds good. All right. Thank you, sir. And I hope it gets better for you here. What?
I think your hair. Your hair is holding up great here in the.
I know. Of course, I got the best hair care products.
Leased off.
You can go sit down somewhere now.
I mean, it's right. It is a little humid, but there is a giant thunderstorm heading its way up the island. That might have something to do with it.
Yeah, giant thunderstorm. You hear what he said? I'm going to ask. Giant thunderstorm. That means thunder, lightning, boom, boom.
Some people might call it a
torrential, rainfall.
At any rate, thank you very much, Judge.
Did you not watch Forrest Gump? Did you not watch Forrest Gump? You saw what happened whenever they torrential rainfall. They was walking around holding people up in the air. The water was up to their necks. Oh, Jesus. Let me go get this thing done. Let me go get my stuff situated in my office.
Yeah,
put me a flight out of this place.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. R.A.W.F. Your Hatfield and McCoy and Survivor GM Judgment. And as usual, always a fun time when talking to Judge. All right, so let me get everyone updated on some tournaments. Let's see. Right now, so this is an interesting one. This is the Arsehole of the Month. This was the continuation of the Arsehole of the Month from when it froze up, and it is now in the final match. It is The Undertaker versus The Unsettled Chris Cage. The winner will face Strangleheart for the Men's Championship. However, if that match is not finished by tomorrow when I start the pay-per-view, then Strangleheart will not have to defend his men's title at Tropical Aggression. He'll have to do so when this match ends, which will probably be next weekend on Superstars. So if that match does end somehow by the time I'm post Tropical Aggression, then Strangleheart will have to defend against either the Unsettled Chris Cage or the Undertaker. If not, he will just have a regular rankings match, non-title. So, yeah, there we go. All right. And then I think we mentioned last week, and if we didn't, I'm going to go ahead and mention it as well, that the Spicy Mick Haggis Memorial Wrestling God Invitational, well, actually, it's still down to the semifinals. Right now, Simply the Best has made it to the finals. He will face either the Undertaker or Sassy Applebee's in the final match of the Spicy Mick Haggis Memorial Wrestling God Tournament. Wow. I think it doesn't seem like they've been playing it really, really slow in that tournament. But, hey, I suppose when there's a lot on the line, you do so. Of course, Sassy, she seems to have a knack for winning tournaments here in RAWFL Vacant. So we will see what happens going forward. That tournament's still underway. All right. So let's turn our attention to Tropical Aggression tomorrow. And we'll start with the main event. And, of course, STB is front and center for the biggest two matches on the card. First, challenging the Immortal Griffith for the World Heavyweight Championship. Let's talk about this. This is going to be a big one. STB, over the last 2 years, could be argued that he has been the strongest competitor over the last couple of years here in RAWF, almost constantly in the top two or three over those last 2 years in the rankings period, has been World Heavyweight Champion. He's been Platinum Dragon Champion. He could end up being both tomorrow night. But then, of course, you have the most decorated champion in RAWF history, the Immortal Griffith, with the World Heavyweight Championship. Doesn't want to let that go anytime soon. Something's got to give. Who do you see winning tomorrow, El Vagant?
Yeah, I said last week, and I think nothing's really changed on that. I think it's a really big ask to have to fight in a match as big as the Platinum Dragon title, and then immediately with very little, really no rest, go into the ring and then face the Immortal. That's a really big ask, and I don't know that he's up to it. I don't know that he's not, but I think smart money is on and still.
I mean, I know how much STB wants to get that belt back. There's no doubt about it. And I know how he wants to make history. He wants to walk out of there with both titles tomorrow. It is a huge ask, though, to defeat both the Paragon of Greatness and the Immortal Griffith in two separate matches in the same night. So let's talk about him facing the Paragon of Greatness. Will you say and still after this match as well, or do you think that maybe STB has bitten off too much he can chew and will have too many eggs in his basket?
I think the answer to that match is going to depend on what's going on in the man's head. If he goes in and he says, I'm going to go balls out, you know, and just do what it takes to keep this title, and then whatever I have left for the main event, that's what I have left, I think he keeps his belt. If he tries to be conservative to try to save something of himself for the main event, I think he loses.
Well, it's going to be it's definitely going to be interesting. And considering, as of at least the rankings that you'd read, we're talking about number one and number two in the rankings. As that match goes, it's not only going to be huge for the Platinum Dragon Championship, it could very well be positioning for a future shot at the World Heavyweight Championship if he doesn't win it tomorrow outright. So it's got to get interesting. Those two matches are going to be serious towards deciding the next few months here in RAWF. We will see what happens. Can STB make history? What's that?
And here's an interesting thing about that. His match against the Immortal may take him out of the running to win a match against the Immortal.
Yeah, it could.
If he loses that match and loses to Paragon, I don't think he'll lose both, but if he loses both, there's no way he stays in second.
Well, technically, his match with Paragon is not his rankings match. It's his match with Griffin.
You know what I'm saying.
So the loss to Paragon.
But it is Paragon's ranking match.
Yes, it is.
That's what
so
I'm saying.
It's weird how that works, but that is how it works. So, yeah, it's going to be huge. It's going to be absolutely huge tomorrow when those two face off for the Platinum Dragon Championship and, of course, the main event. So STB, you are front and center here in our very first pay-per-view in the Philippines. We're going to see what Simply the Best is actually made of. Can he live up to the moniker tomorrow here in the Philippine arena?
If anyone could do it, win both in one night, it's a very, very short list, and he is on it.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree. This is not beyond his ability, no doubt about it. I've known the man a long time. I've known him longer than I've known Griff or Paragon. To be honest with you, I had matches with him back upon entering WU. I was having matches with him almost immediately, and I saw what he was made of early on. And I know STB, when he's on the top of his game, he is nearly unbeatable. So we find out tomorrow if that is indeed the case at Tropical Aggression. Simply the Best. Everything on the line for him. Diesel Warrior defends the national title against Kayla the Governess. And, I mean, we mentioned it earlier. Kayla right now is looking better than we've ever seen her. Number three in the rankings. I've never seen her I've never seen her so animated. I've never seen her so dominant. But then DW... We know she's tough as nails. We know she doesn't want to lose her hold on that national title. And we also know DW can beat her because she did so just a month ago or just on our last pay-per-view at Philadelphia Freedom. Where do we go here, El Vacant? Who do you think walks out as national champion, DW or Kayla?
I think it's DW. I think she's already shown that she's got Kayla's number. And unless Kayla walks in there with a completely different game plan and shows us a very different side of her, I think we see the same thing we saw last time they fought.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Kayla learned something about DW in that first matchup, or a weakness that she wasn't able to exploit. Maybe we will see. I'm going to lean towards Kayla on this one, just because what I've seen of her since that match at Philadelphia Freedom, I think we may see a new national champion at tomorrow night at Tropical Aggression. Battle of the Redheads for the Estrogen Championship. The First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, takes on Revenge Gibson, who won the Biatch of the Month tournament. She is fired up. She is ready. This one is going to be a hell of a match. Who do you think walks out as Estrogen champion tomorrow,
Elvega? I think it's going to be a good match. I think it's going to be a close match, but I think Cougar retains.
I have, you know, I would not bet against the First Lady of Anarchy in a million years. I've seen this side of Revy before, and kind of like STB, I've known her a long time too. I've had some major battles with Revenge Gibson back in the day, and when she's on the top of her game, she is also one of the toughest people to beat. So we will see what happens. The First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, versus Revenge Gibson, Estrogen title on the line. Nightcrawler defends the Midnight Hobo Championship against Conk. NCE has been looking strong as of late, and Conk, since his return, has also been making a lot of waves. This one's going to be a hell of a match. Who do you see?
No, you know, I don't really know. That's a good one. I'm going to go with Conk just because I think he's motivated.
I mean, I don't disagree with that. Conk definitely has plenty of motivation. No doubt about that whatsoever. But ever since he won the world title last year, has certainly proven to be one of the best in RAWF when he's on top of his game. And he was undefeated in the last rankings period.
Here's why I say specifically because Conk is motivated. NC has openly said that other belts have kept him from getting back to where he wants to be. This isn't where he wants to be. He wants to be in that main event, or at least at Platinum. I don't know that he's motivated for this title.
True enough, but considering his spot in the rankings right now, he may have to win that match to think of it. Yeah. It's almost a win-win, lose-lose situation for NC here. We will see. We'll see what happens. That one's going to be an interesting fight. Then, of course, for the vacated FUBAR City Championship, AF James and the unsettled Chris Cage.
That's going to be a hell of a match.
It is going to be a hell of a match.
That's going to be brutal is what that's going to be.
Chris Cage has the potential, especially if he wins. I mean, there's a chance he could be in three title matches tomorrow, but depending on if he can beat Undertaker in the finals of the Arsehole before Tropical Aggression goes live. But with that being said, he's defending his White Lightning Championship. We'll talk about that in a second. And then challenging AFJ, or not challenging, but just basically fighting AF James for the vacated title. I mean, right now, Chris Cage is one of the best. This is nothing against AF James, because he certainly has made his own share of waves. But right now, I see a different Chris Cage than we have seen in the past. Would you agree or disagree?
I don't know if I would say different, but I would say it almost feels like we've an old Chris Cage come back to haunt us, but with more motivation, if that makes sense.
Yeah, agreed. I really think that he has, despite the fact that he's a Hall of Famer and a multi-time White Lightning champion, multi-time Triple Crown champion, national champion, whatnot, he's underachieved. And I think he really should be a world champion in this company. And, you know, he walks out of there with the FUBAR City White Lightning, both of those titles, he could very well be next in line And I look forward to it, to be honest with you.
I mean, what, he was in fifth tonight, and it's still, there's still 4 weeks left to judge, including the pay-per-view itself. I mean, anything can happen. I've seen bigger changes at the end of the month.
Yep, absolutely. It is a tight battle. It's a fairly good battle there at the top of the rankings. I'll say I can tell you that. Hotshot Chaz defends the Triple Crown Championship against Deez and Badass Billy Gunn. So this one's going to be interesting. Deez, of course, a multi-time champion and Hall of Famer here in RAWF. Billy Gunn has not won a title here yet in RAWF, but has had a pretty decent run for his first few months. And then, of course, Hotshot Chaz, who, you know, there for a while, didn't win championship. He finally got a championship, defended it successfully last month on pay-per-view. It's kind of a battle of three different degrees here. Which degree comes out on top tomorrow?
That's a good question. I hadn't thought of it that way. who has the higher degree?
Well, D's the pedigree. He's pretty much held almost every title there is to hold here in RAWF. Is a Hall of Famer. Chaz has been, you know, his first time Triple Crown Championship, but he's defended it once already successfully. So right now he's got the hot hand. And then you have Billy Gunn coming in trying to, I would say playing the underdog. But he certainly has the ability to win this match. So
I would not be stunned of any of these three winning, right? I just wouldn't. Like, they're all very good. They're all, you know, having similar, what's the word I want? streaks. That's the word I want. but I don't know. I think on paper, Deez wins this. In my gut, I want Hotshot to win this. But I don't know. I would not count Billy out. He's been surprising people left, right, and center. And if those two men walk in there overlooking him, he will take advantage of that.
It is definitely a tough call. There is no doubt about it. On paper, you're right. Deez has all the accolades. He has all the experience. He knows how to win titles in RAWF. Chaz, you know, he's been very solid. He's had his great moments, and hopefully he could possibly have one tomorrow night. And then Billy, we know he can talk the talk and walk the walk. He is fighting from underneath, but that isn't always a bad thing in a Triple Crown championship match.
No.
Tough call. Multimedia title will be on the line, Undertaker versus Davila. And I think I speak for a lot of people when I say Davila seems to be the favorite here, or at least the crowd favorite, people rooting for Davila to usurp the Undertaker as multimedia champion. And I know you're one of those people.
I am. You know how I feel on this.
Yeah, I do. And I'm so... And you know what? I can see it certainly happening. Davila has all of the weapons it takes to win that title. And of course, if she does win it, it will be for the fourth time. Davila would hold the multimedia championship, so tying the record of Judgment, I do believe. So there is that. The Immortal Griffith will defend the Powerball Championship against Sassy Applebee's, who won the Powerball Contenders Tournament. She does have a knack for winning tournaments. She does have a bit of a knack for winning titles, too. She was Superstars Champion for several weeks. But can she usurp the Immortal Griffith as Powerball Champion? He's held that for quite a while.
He has held that for quite a while. You know, there's one thing, if you're going to say anything about that man, he likes money, and Powerball's a good way to make it.
Yeah, this is true. But Sassy, in her own right, is likes to collect coins, if you will. So we will see what happens. That one's going to be very interesting. If Griff even lets his game down a little bit preparing for STV, Sassy may be able to slide in there and win that Powerball championship. All right, this is kind of an announcement from the First Lady of Anarchy. The winner of this season of the High Voltage Invitational was the Paragon of Greatness, and thus he will challenge the Unsettled Chris Cage for the White Lightning Championship. This will be the third consecutive month that Paragon will challenge for this title, albeit this is the first time it will be in a one-on-one match, as the last two were three-way matches. So Chris Cage, the last two times he defended that title, it was against Paragon of Greatness and Nightcrawler. Now he just gets Paragon one-on-one. Is this an advantage or disadvantage to the champion?
That's an interesting question, actually. Is it an advantage or disadvantage? I think it's both. On one hand, it's an advantage because, you know, fewer people to concentrate on. On the other hand, disadvantage because fewer people to concentrate on.
I mean, they aren't going to have to be looking over their shoulders to see where Nightcrawler is this time. They're going to be focused on each other. And, of course, these two have plenty of history with each other, certainly know each other well. And both, of course, are very familiar with the White Lightning and High Voltage Steel Cage. So that is going to be a dandy, to say the least, for the White Lightning Championship. Tag team titles will be on the line. The vacated tag team titles will now be contested between Dungeons and Dragons, the Paragon of Greatness and Knox Boogie, and Hotness Overload, Menzino and Mrs. Brew Menzino. This is going to get very interesting. Of course, we know about D&D's accolades here, Hall of Fame tag team, multi-time tag team champions here in RAWF. But Hotness Overload, they're not just a good tag team here in RAWF. They're well known throughout WU as one of the best tag teams in the business. We've never seen them get to this point in RAWF, but here they are. Can they pull? Would it be an upset if they beat D&D, do you think?
I mean, if someone only pays attention to RAWF, yes, it would be an upset. But like you said, you pay attention to their career across this industry, I think it actually makes sense. In fact, I honestly think that they're the favorite to win.
I would not disagree with that. I really don't. I think Hotness Overload certainly has the ability to beat D&D. I mean, Dungeons and Dragons, yes, they've been multi-time tag team champions, but they haven't held the title in several years. And while they've been in the title match several times, they've been unable to usurp the champions. It seems like they get there and then something happens. I can see that happening again tomorrow, especially considering everything Paragon's got going on tomorrow night. I tend to agree with you. I think Hotness Overload will probably be our next team champions, unless Paragon and Knox can get on the same page for this big matchup. We will see. Conk will be defending the Hatfield and McCoy Championship against Albatross Unlimited. Yeah, a choice he made. He won the Hatfield McCoy contender match. Did Conk? Contender tournament, got to choose his own opponent. He chose to give somebody in RAWF a break, an opportunity, if you will, and that person is Albatross Unlimited. And of course, if Conk retains that title, he will most likely go on to become the longest reigning Hatfield McCoy champion in RAWF history. So what do you think? Does Albatross Unlimited, does the bird have any chance of taking out the legend?
No, God, no.
Really?
Conk is going to make that man learn to actually fly. And unfortunately, he's not going to know how to land.
I mean, certainly on paper, this looks like a mismatch. There's no doubt about it. Albatross, while he is definitely, I give him an A for effort thus far in his RAWF career, he hasn't really shown that he has the ability to beat any of the top people as of yet. So this one, I agree with you. This one kind of it'd be kind of hard for me to take Albatross over Conk. I do think goes on to retain and become the longest reigning RAWF Hatfield McCoy champion. You know, give Albatross his due, and I'm sure he'll put up a good fight. We will find out tomorrow if he can make if he can pull off what I would consider a huge upset at Tropical Aggression. All right, those are our title matches for tomorrow. We have one other match signed that I know of. I'll be honest, I need to go look at their preview for it. But I got called out last week on Superstars, El Vacant. Did you happen to catch that?
I did not. What did I miss?
Oh, well, you know, and this isn't the first time this has happened.
Last week. How did I miss this?
No, this was on Superstars, not on the radio show.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I missed that then.
Yes, I got called out because, you know, there's a guy out there who, you know, as well as he's done fairly decent for himself here in RAWF, but he's had an issue winning on pay-per-view. You know, his first very pay-per-view match, he got destroyed by the Immortal Griffith. And then he lost to Maeve in a champion's choice. He hasn't really been able to win the big one. And so, like many others before him, when someone gets frustrated, can't win the big one, they want to call out the boss. Just to make themselves feel better. Try to make themselves a name for themselves. Beat the boss. And that's what the Extreme Enigma has done for Tropical Aggression tomorrow. He called me out for a FUBAR City street fight tomorrow in the Philippines. Yeah, you wouldn't think, right? You know, how is that going to work out for him? I'll tell him it's not going to make him look any better than he already does. I'm going to, just like with Griff, just like with Maeve, I'm going to embarrass him. Just like, and he's going to be like 0-4, 0-5, whatever it is on pay-per-view. So, Enigma, you made a dumb mistake. You could have called somebody else out, had yourself a big match, but you decided to pick on the boss, the man who invented the FUBAR City street fight, the man who came from FUBAR City. Good, not very wise, buddy. Not very wise. Tomorrow, I'm gonna humiliate you, just like all the other Hall of Famers have done this morning. All right. Yeah, turn serious. You get serious, all serious you want, Enigma. It's not going to help you tomorrow at Tropical Aggression. All right. So, with that being said, let's see here. Make sure I got everything. All right. So, I have another announcement. I might won't make it tonight. Usually wait for the pay-per-view radio show, but why not? Graveyard Smash, ladies and gentlemen, will be our next pay-per-view after Tropical Aggression. It comes to you live October 22nd, 2023. And where do you think we're having Graveyard Smash this year, El Vagan? Where do you think?
New Orleans.
That was a choice. I thought about that, and it's like, nah, no, not in really New Orleans. As festive as a city as that is, we wanted to have a real party for Halloween, don't you think?
I mean, sure. Salem.
Again, that would be another great choice, but no.
Am I at least on the right track here?
No.
No, all right, I give up.
Viva Las Vegas! We will be live from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, October 22nd for their annual Graveyard Smash, our annual Halloween pay-per-view. And that's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to that, I hope.
I mean, it should be good. I'm not going to complain about Vegas. I love Vegas.
Oh, my God. Can't please her. She did that from a freaking rainforest to a freaking desert. Seriously? Oh, well.
I got nothing for you on this one, boss.
I got you. You like deserts, don't you?
I mean, I live in Mexico, yes.
I'm good. I'm glad. But, yes, Las Vegas, Nevada will be Graveyard Smash on October 22nd. Looking forward to that. And all right. So with that being said, I think we're going to start tonight with our world heavyweight champion. He's got a big match, couple big matches tomorrow, but none bigger than that main event. Let's talk to... champion. He is the immortal Griffith. Good evening, Griffith.
Good evening, sir.
So, we are just less than 24 hours away from the big night, from the big event, Tropical Aggression. You know who you're lined up to face. Where do you want to go first? The Powerball? Want to talk about the Powerball and talk about Sassy?
I mean, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about, boss man. It's your show. What do you want to do?
So.
And then we can talk about the fact that, you know, I actually do have a third title. You kind of skipped over that, but it's fine.
We'll talk about that later. But at any rate, now let's talk about Sassy Applebee's tomorrow. You can't deny that Sassy has definitely been hugely successful over the last few months. Especially in tournaments, although this, of course, facing you is not a tournament match, but she has, in that Xanther tournament, I do believe, had a victory over you.
She did, in fact, take me out of the Xanther tournament.
So, that being said, what does that do to your mentality going into the match with Sassy Applebee's, knowing that she does have a recent huge win over you?
I mean, nothing. To be honest, I learned a long time ago, losses happen. If you let them affect you, well, more losses happen. You have to fight every match like it's that match. I mean, I'm going to go back and watch tape on that match, sure, to see if I can pick up on any tells or anything like that that might help me in the fight. But, you know, I don't let people rent out, you know, space in my head for free.
Fair enough. And, of course, Sassy certainly, if she wasn't going up against you, I'd say she'd have a huge chance. But since you're here, I kind of wonder. I mean, El Vacant, let me ask you, because you're unbiased. Who do you think is going to win, Griffith or Sassy?
I mean, I don't think the odds are great for Sassy, but, you know, no offense to any more than one here. I'm going to root for her because, well, have you seen her?
That's fair.
It is actually pretty fair. I can't hear her ass is better than mine.
I mean,
but Jesus.
Yeah, I wonder if that's why Razor called her Assy Sasselbees.
Probably. Freudian slip and all that.
Yeah, could be. But that one should be a good matchup. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens there. Now let's turn to the big one. You versus STB. STB's got everything on the line tomorrow night. He's got to defend against Paragon and then challenge you for the World Heavyweight Championship, a chance for him to make history. But as we all know, you tend to want to prevent people from making history, and I'm sure that is the case tomorrow.
You know, I kind of had to say it to Conk in the green room yesterday, because apparently people are taking, you know, the fact that I've just come off vacation, I'm pretty mellow, I'm a little chill still, and people are taking that as like, oh, I'm not hungry, and therefore I'm going to miss a step. You know, let me be clear. I can be as mellow as anyone, and the moment that bell rings, that's not the man you're facing, and there are many, many people who can confirm that for you if you're questioning it. You know, people think, oh, I don't have anything to prove. I don't, you know, I'm a 9-time champion. I'm the most decorated guy. I'm not hungry. I mean, to be fair, that's probably true enough, except there's a thing that happened the last time I had this title, and it just sort of creeps around in the back of my brain because you see, I had that title longer than anyone else in the history of this company, except one person, by a matter of days. And that lives with a guy. That can motivate someone, especially someone like me. So you see, if I have my way, you should all just get really used to hearing two very specific words, two of my favorite words in this entire industry, and still, because I'm coming after that record. I missed it by a couple days. I'm not someone who likes to miss the mark. So you think I'm not hungry? You think I don't have a goal? You think I have nothing to prove? Maybe you're right, but I do have a goal. And a goal-oriented immortal is a dangerous immortal. And anyone who's been around this industry long enough to know who I am knows that that's true.
Well, I would not deny that. It's certainly one of your goals is to beat that record. I know how much it did bother you, the fact that it was you missed it just short, 1 week short, basically, of Mistress's longest title reign. But STB, let me ask you, put your match aside with STB. How do you think he'll fare against Paragon?
Look, I'm going to say the same thing for Paragon that I'd say for myself if he asked. He better not sleep on that guy. You have never heard me put down that man's skills. He is an incredible wrestler. He just is. He's got a really big challenge ahead of him, and I think it helps me very greatly, and I will take that help. But I'm not going to sleep on him. And neither should Paragon.
All right. Well, we find out tomorrow at Tropical Aggression.
Hey, Buff, I need a favor from you.
Yeah.
So tomorrow you have a match, I heard.
That's true.
With a certain guy who's running his mouth.
That's true.
Like literally while I'm trying to be interviewed, he's running his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you do me a favor? Just when you have him down on the ground and you just haul back right before you punch him straight in the face, can you just say, this one's for Griff, and then just haul off and pop him one? Just one for me, man. That's all I'm asking.
All right. I think I can manage that.
Thanks.
I think I can manage that. Not a problem. So, with that being said, any questions for the Immortal Griffith, El Vega?
Questions for the Immortal Griffith. No, you've already kind of talked about the STB thing. You talked about the sassy thing. No, I don't think you really want to go after that title, like that record. That really? That's a long time. You know that, right? I mean, yes, being tied for the most number of defenses and missing the number of days by a week, I am very aware of how long it takes. Okay.
All right. Well, that being the case, Griffith, we are less than 24 hours away. Any final thoughts? Any final parting thoughts about either your opponents, whether it be Sassy Applebee's or simply the best?
All I can say is to both of you, bring everything you have, because I will be. And it'll take everything you have to take what belongs to me.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the Immortal Griffith tomorrow defends the World Heavyweight Championship against simply the best. This one's going to be a humdinger here in the Philippine Arena, the largest indoor arena in the world. Good luck to you tomorrow, Griff.
Thank you, sir.
All right, El Vacan, I think we're going to take a song break. When we return, we'll be speaking to the likes of Maeve O'Hara and Albatross Unlimited, and, of course, anybody else who like to call in. The number to call in is, of course, 646-478-0073. Or if you pay for Skype, you should be able to do so through a Skype button on the main page. Or call in with that number on Skype. I think both will work. So, all right. But that being said, we will be back in just a few moments. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
Gimme some time to think. I'm in the bathroom looking at me. Facing the mirror is all I need. Wait until the Reaper takes my life. Never gonna get me out of life. I will live a thousand million lives. My patience is waning, is this entertaining? My patience is waning, is this entertaining?
Speak the top to hide. I never give in to my fancy for them, cause I heard my voice inside. I know I was born for this. I know
consideration paid for by the following. Blaze Brew proudly brings to you Eliminator Beer. Don't get eliminated, get obliterated. Drink Eliminator Beer. Comes in a wide variety of flavors and colors. Available now at your local liquor stores, beer distributors, grocery stores, gyms, hairdressers, gas stations, restaurants, doctor's offices, pubs, bars, brothels, strip clubs, and street corners. Eliminator Beer, get one now. You won't be disappointed. You'll be shit-faced drunk.
And we're back. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. I am Lord Amadeus. This is El Vacant. And we are just a...
No, I'm El Vacant.
Who did I say was El Vacant?
You said this is El Vacant.
I said, yeah, I pointed at you and said this is El Vacant.
Well, they can't see this in radio.
Oh, good point. But at any rate, excuse me. All right, so some things going on here, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, have you noticed that Hobo Ezekiel lately, he's been, well, I don't know if he's tried to do his best Columbo impersonation or what, but he's been investigating the conspiracy of Killer Neptune, if you will, and after losing to Killer on Superstars last week, he's really starting. So, I mean, what do you make of what Hobo has been up to?
Look, I never understand what Hobo's up to, and half the time I don't know what he's saying.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Good point. Yeah, he thinks there's a conspiracy, and he's determined to weed out the conspiracy. So we will see if he really is a super sleuth, if he can wield out whatever is going on, if there's anything going on. I don't know, but good luck to you, Hobo. On that, don't know who his opponent is tomorrow for Tropical Aggression just yet, but he'll of course be entertaining us as well tomorrow. Don't look at me like that. I didn't do it.
I mean, you didn't stop it either.
All right, our next guest, ladies and gentlemen, challenges Conk for the Hatfield and McCoy Championship tomorrow. And I think we both agreed he's the decided underbird. But we'll see what he thinks. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
How well everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's the winner when the bird, bird, bird. The bird is the winner when the bird, bird, bird. When the bird is the winner when the bird, bird, bird. The bird's the winner when the bird, bird, bird. When the bird is the winner when the bird, bird. The bird's the winner when the bird, bird, bird. The bird's the winner when the bird, bird, bird. When the bird is the winner when the bird, bird. The bird's the winner when the don't you know. I'm the bird well, everybody knows that the bird is the winner when the bird.
Ladies and gentlemen, Albatross Unlimited now joining us here on After Hours. Good evening, Albatross.
How are we doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. Elvacan's doing well. How about you? You're less than 24 hours from the biggest match in your RAWF career when you challenged Conk for the Hatfield and McCoy Championship, an opportunity you've been wanting for a long time now. You've been hoping to get. You finally get it tomorrow night at Tropical Aggression. However, you're taking on a man who not only is a legend and unstoppable, but is a man who wants to break a record here in RAWF to become the longest RAWF Hatfield McCoy champion. The odds on paper, sir, say you're in big trouble.
Are you done rambling yet?
Wow.
Sure.
That was policy. All right, let's hear this.
Okay. Go ahead. You got something to say? Say it.
You gave me a week to think about it. The shock kind of wore off at first, you know. So everybody wants to underestimate Albatross, you know. That's, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion of it. But, you know, it's... being underestimated, you know, might be a good thing on my side. You know, there's no expectations, you know. You know, and more, you know, Grip has said earlier, and still, you know, you might be hearing tomorrow night and new.
Okay. What do you mean, might? You sound pretty confident, sir. Are you sure that it just might, or are you saying that you are going to beat Conk tomorrow?
Well, you know, there's always the glass half full, glass half empty, you know. We'll see tomorrow night, you know. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, you know, it's going to happen, and it happens, and it won't, you know. So.
All right.
You know.
All right, so with that being said, Elvaki, do you have any questions for Albatross?
Yes, have you ever heard of Tony Robbins?
Never heard of what?
Tony Robbins. He's a motivational.
No.
No. All right, so let me tell you the thing that Tony Robbins tells the world, and it's made hundreds of millions of dollars telling people. I'll boil it down to a very simple piece. You have to believe in yourself, because if you don't, ain't nobody else going to.
All right.
So don't come in here like, oh, I may win, I may lose, I don't know. Come in here like, you have to believe. You come in and say, I'm going to kick that man's ass. Look, you may be wrong, right? You may be wrong. But you need to believe you're right.
I mean, when you interrupted me and told me, asked me if I was done rambling, I thought I was going to hear a confident... Albatross Unlimited tell me how he's going to shock the world tomorrow at Tropical Aggression by beating Conk for the Hatfield McCoy Championship. Instead, what I got is the glass is half full, glass half empty. Come on. Do you have confidence in yourself, Albatross?
Absolutely.
Then I want to hear it.
Go ahead and drop and talk from there, man. Talk from that guy who isn't going to take shit and is going in that ring and intends to walk out with a title.
Okay, then Conk's going to get Finestone delivered tomorrow night.
Yeah, I like
that. And there's going to be and new. tomorrow night.
There you go. There you go. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. I mean, in a previous incarnation, you had a nickname, had another name. Am
True.
I right? You were,
True.
And I won't say it, but we both know what it was.
True.
So maybe it's time you start doing what that previous name hinted that you start doing, that you were going to do. Right?
You mean collecting things?
Indeed.
Exactly that.
You know, I have said that, you know, my birdcage could get, you know, so I have been kind of looking at different things, you know, to kind of upgrade my birdcage. You know, gold look of a birdcage would look pretty good.
If you had gold, it would be a gilded cage. See what I did there?
Was that pun intended?
Yes, see. My puns are always intended.
All right. Well, Albatross, tomorrow is your opportunity to start collecting. We will see if you can indeed collect put that belt in your bird cage. We will see.
I do have respect towards Conk. You know, he messaged me a couple of days ago and he said, let's tear the house down in the Philippines. He showed respect my way a couple of days ago. He dressed me himself, and he said, let's tear the house down in the Philippines, the biggest stadium in the world. So
there you go. This is the biggest match of your RAWF career, Albatross. This is what you've been waiting for. This is the moment you have been waiting for. We will see. Everything on the line tomorrow for you.
But the thing about it is you guys don't give me a chance in hell tomorrow night.
You don't care what we think.
I don't. So, I'm just saying in general that you guys like, Albatross don't have a chance tomorrow against Kong.
Well, I'll give you a simple truth. If you came on the air believing in yourself and talking about how you're going to kick that man's ass and you're not taking no for an answer and you're going to be a belt, I'd say you had a better chance. Part of the reason I said you don't have a chance is because you come on here and you're like, oh, I may win, I may lose, I don't know. Like, I don't believe someone who doesn't believe in themselves is going to hold a title in this company. You find that belief in yourself and you start firing that out there, I'll have more faith in you.
All right.
Let me put you this way. Did you hear my promo earlier when I talked about my match with Enigma tomorrow?
I did.
Did I say, I might beat him, I might, you know, it's going to be a good match? No, I said I'm going to kick his ever-loving ass because he's coming into my match. He's coming out. He's coming for the boss. He's going to learn the hard way that you don't come for the boss. Right. So, what I'm saying to you is, don't let them know you don't think. Even if you do think that way, don't let them know.
Make us believe.
See, even if Enigma's out there, he's telling he's gonna mop my own blood up with my own hair. See?
I mean, he's deluded, but at least he believes in himself.
Yeah, see? He ain't got a chance in hell, but at least he's talking shit. But at any rate, Albatross, I wish you the best of luck tomorrow. I tell you what, prove me wrong. Prove Velvacant wrong. We said you don't got a chance in hell? Prove us wrong.
No. Prove the whole world wrong.
Exactly.
There you go.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. I have one more thing I'd like to say that's off the record from WU. I want to give, you know, You talked about Terry Funk. You talked about Bray Wyatt. I'm a big wrestling fan outside of WU. So, you know, I'm going to dedicate my match tomorrow night to Terry Funk and Bray Wyatt tomorrow night. And I'm going to shock the world. You want my confidence? I'm going to shock the world. And all I can say for one thing is, like I watched on wrestling last night for the conk, is run.
All right. There you go. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. Albatross Unlimited, ladies and gentlemen, the biggest match of his REWF career comes tomorrow at Tropical Aggression when he challenges Conk for the Hatfield and McCoy Championship. Good luck to you, Albatross.
Don't need it, but thanks.
There you go. He's starting to get it now. He's starting to get it, Al Reagan. We will see. We'll see. Maybe now. Now, I have to say, maybe he does have a chance. We will see. We will see. All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, she is our Champions Choice Champion. She defends tomorrow against the Razor in the Irish Kryptonite match. She is... Gentlemen, Maeve O'Hare joining us now on After Hours. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, Mossman. Good evening, Bacon.
Oh, hi. Como está?
Oh, I'm keeping well. I'm looking forward to that that roasted pork thing that you were talking about.
Oh, yes, you see.
You're still going to have that tomorrow, aren't you?
Oh, it's neat. Yeah, the pigs are actually roasting overnight. We're going to have plenty, nice and crispy pork, and a good, it's going to be good.
That sounds delicious.
Normally, I try and have them ready for the show before, but it's slow roasting pork takes time. And this weather has not been helping with all the rain lately, so it takes it a little longer. But on the other side, you're not on fire.
It's kind of hard to be on fire when it's been raining for 2 days straight.
No, it does that a lot here in the Philippines. And, you know, it's nice, though. I mean, you were worried about getting sunburns, and here it is. It's been raining. I thought you'd be happy about that.
It's still too fucking hot, and it's like 9,000% humidity.
It is 85 degrees and 63% humidity, which is not that bad when you consider that it's raining.
I mean,
which side are you on, anyway?
The truth.
I mean, I thought El Vacant was picky about the weather, but you've kind of got. I mean, you're not even happy that we're going to Las Vegas, one of the greatest cities and one of the most fun cities in all the world, at Graveyard
it's
Smash.
It's a fucking desert. you know it's in the desert, right?
Yes, I'm well aware that Las Vegas is in the desert. I spent a lot of time over the years in Las Vegas, so I'm well aware what it's like in Vegas in October. It won't be that bad. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to be that bad at all. You'll be surprised.
It wouldn't be that bad here, and now we're all about to float away in an ark.
What? I mean.
I figured it out, though, Vacant. I understand now why Bossman is so bad about understanding when weather is acceptable or not. It's because he comes from a place where they set the lake on fire. So that's the standard. As long as the water's not on fire, he's happy.
I mean, that's not a bad barometer, really. I prefer the water not be on fire.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I prefer clean water. I do.
Let me give you a tip for Vegas. There's no need to go outside ever, really, for anything, and everything is air conditioned.
Yeah. I promise you, Maeve, you'll be fine. I promise. You'll love Las Vegas. You've been to Las Vegas with us many times. I've never heard you complain before.
You weren't listening.
Oh.
You know, if we try hard, maybe we can get you one of those headdresses. That'd be great. I think that'd be hilarious.
Well, one of those big feathery affairs.
Yeah, see. You'd wear it to the ring. It'd be hilarious. Come on. To Vegas.
I'll take it under consideration.
Nah, just say, work with me here.
I'll think about it.
You get her to wear one of those, I'll give you $500.
I'll split it with you.
I'll think about it.
All right. On a more serious note, tomorrow you'll be defending that Champions Choice champion against the Razor. And, of course, we all know the story by now. The Razor has referred to you before many times as his kryptonite. And so, thus, this match is happening. It's an Irish kryptonite match where he can only use moves that have the word super in them, like super kick is one of those moves he can use. He's super, but we all know he's super screwed, and this is just another. I mean, you're trying to break him here, and we all know it. You know, just because.
Trying to break him, you make me sound so devious.
Are you saying you're not?
I'm stuck here.
You can't be
attacked.
To be fair,
I just came here to have a good time. You're talking about you can't make me happy with the weather. I can't make you happy with Champion's Choice. It's too easy. It's too hard. Like, what do you want?
Oh, my word.
There's no pleasing you.
I personally think this is great. I think you're living up to exactly what the title is for.
I'm not complaining. I think it's funny. I do.
I mean, literally your job with this title is to troll people. That's literally your job.
Well, yeah. And
you don't kill Neptune, but who is?
Yeah, that's true.
I think Killer Neptune might be having better time in this weather than I am. So he's got that going for him.
Look, it's not that bad out here. Let me look out the window here. It doesn't look that bad. Oh, shit. Okay, shutting the window. Sorry.
I haven't gotten this point this quickly since I visited Tijuana last.
Okay, so yeah, maybe it is a little nasty out there. I guess I can understand it.
I think the word English used were typhoon.
Yeah, that's right. It'll be fine.
What could
happen?
But you owe me a piece of information, Bob.
Say what?
You owe me a piece of information.
Oh, information. Like what?
Like who my Rankin's matches against tomorrow. Because, you know, you got the silly rule that Champion's Choice can't be a Rankin's match. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
All the other title matches are Rankin's matches.
This is true. This is true, but this one, because it's so well. All right, you want to know who you're facing in a Rankin's match. I'll tell you what, let me.
While you're looking for it, I wanted to remind everyone.
I haven't used the wheel in a while, have I? So,
brought that with you.
Let me unpack the wheel here, get this. All right.
He comes like 5,000 miles away from home, and he brings the second wheel with him.
What's wrong with that? Just in case, you never know. Right?
Sure.
All right.
Spin the wheelie.
Well, you really want to know this one?
I mean, from that lead in, no, I don't, but go ahead.
He'll be taking on Hobo Ezekiel.
Oh, well, that'll be nice. I enjoy Hobo. I'll just have him wait outside before a match, and then he won't be quite so sticky. So that'll be fun. But I wanted to remind everyone, because you forgot to mention it, and I think perhaps Albatross himself has forgotten. I'm offering Albatross or anyone else a $1 million bounty to take a belt off a Conk.
Oh. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. You did.
I did.
So Albatross, if he beats Conk, not only gets the title, he gets a million coins from Maeve O'Hare. There's some extra incentive for you, Albatross, if you didn't already realize that. But all right. What was that?
Well, now you know, Albatross. You win that title off of Conk, lad, and I will give you a million coins out of my own pocket.
There you go. All right. And then, of course, like I said, you face Hobo Ezekiel tomorrow as well. And that one's going to be interesting. And, of course, he may be wearing his detective clothes. Are you have any problem fighting someone?
What exactly is he hoping to accomplish? I can't understand a word he says, so I don't know what he's investigating.
He's investigating the conspiracy. The conspiracy.
Did you have mouth surgery before you came on, boss man?
No. That's my Hobo Ezekiel. The conspiracy. No? Not good?
Actually,
not a bad imitation.
The truth. That's what he's looking for. The truth.
Apparently, Vacant here is on the side of truth, so maybe they ought to film like some sort of buddy cop film.
Why would I be on the side of anything but truth?
It
truth tacos in the
like
Mexican
strange...
way.
All right, so there you go.
Never change.
There you go. That is your match. That is your official rankings match tomorrow against Hobo Ezekiel. And then, of course, your title match defending against the Champions Choice Championship against the Razor. Anything else you'd like to discuss, Maeve, before we move on?
I'm actually very interested in your match tomorrow, boss man.
Oh?
It's not often you grace us with your presence on the pay-per-views.
Yeah, well, you know, someone called me out, and I think you of all people would agree with me that Enigma's getting a little too big for his britches, you know. And he wants to call.
The problem is, I don't know if it's been made worse by all the head trauma, but they just don't seem to learn, do they? Because let's see. You call out the most dominant person in the history of this company, the history of the sport, history. I don't know. I don't know how far back it goes. It gives me a headache to think about it. And you get slapped around and you lose your match basically before the show's even started. Then you have a chance at the Champion's Choice title, and I give you the easiest terms I've ever given anyone in that match. All you had to do was be popular, and it still weren't enough. And so now you're feeling some kind of way because you couldn't beat up the God Slayer, so you think you're going to pick on Boss Man. And I don't know if Enigma thinks that because you sit here and you have your fine suits and you run the show and you run the company and you don't get into the ring as much as you might once have. I don't know if they think that you've gotten soft. There's someone who had to face off against at least your body last year. I can tell you that you're not soft.
That sounded
so
dirty.
I hope Enigma's ready for that.
All right. Well,
I wish you the
like
best of luck, Boss Man. I'm looking forward to that.
I don't need luck. This is my kind of match, a FUBAR City street fight. You think? I mean, Enigma didn't stand a chance against Griff. He didn't stand a chance against you. He certainly isn't going to stand a chance against me. I ain't worried about Enigma. You want us to call me out?
I'm not worried about it. I'm just looking forward to it. Oh, but I will say, I feel like I would be remiss if I did not speak up for my good friend Vacant. Maybe try not to destroy the truck that Vacant's got rented. I know that has a tendency to happen in these matches, and considering how much I'm sure Vacant had to pay to rent that thing, maybe don't destroy it.
Oh, it's in my contract now, actually. Every time I have one of these trucks, all of the trucks, whether I own it or I have to rent it, it falls under the RAWF insurance, so whatever.
You know, that's probably for the best.
Yeah.
All right, well, then never mind. I guess have fun destroying the truck, but make sure I've had an import first.
Well, we are now joined by RAWF Hall of Famer, the chairman of RAWF, the Razor. Razor?
Who pulled
hey
your
there,
string?
LA. Did you miss me?
Wasn't expecting you, Razor. Glad you could show up. And it just so happens we were talking to your opponent for tomorrow at Tropical Aggression, the lovely Maeve, as you will be challenging her for the Champions Choice Championship. And since she's here, anything you have to say to her?
Yeah, Maeve, you think you got it all figured out, don't you?
No, I know I do.
You do realize you gave me 3 moves, and if those 3 moves hit, you're down for the count.
I mean, that's an awful big if, laddie.
Well,
you're more than welcome to try.
Everyone's been wondering where I've been. I've been at the North Pole and in man-made Fortress of Solitude training. And I think my odds of those 3 moves hitting are pretty good.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to picture you wrestling like a polar bear or something.
I like what he did there.
You know, I love that.
The Fortress of Solitude.
I did. I appreciated it. I did.
I appreciated that. I like that. Very nice. Well, now, this just got interesting because we got ourselves a confident challenger here, Maeve. It's been a long time since I've heard Razor so confident, to be honest with you.
I mean, confidence is key, but I will direct Razor's attention to our good friend Enigma. Confidence doesn't take you so far if you don't have the skills to back it up. And you may be a Hall of Famer like myself, but I've been here a while, Razor, and I've yet to be impressed by anything you've showed me. So by all means, prove me wrong tomorrow. I'd purely love to see that.
Well, that's the mission of the day, to destroy my kryptonite, and I think I may just do that.
Wow! Now that's some kind.
I do so love when they're feeling themselves. Makes
hey
it
now.
More fun
family show.
I
family show.
Fam. All right. Well, this one could get interesting tomorrow for the Champions Choice Championship. Maeve O'Hare defending against the Razor. I wish you both the best of luck. Should be a lot of fun. Razor, thanks for showing up.
No
Appreciate
problem,
it.
LA.
All right, Maeve, good luck to you tomorrow. Razor, good luck to you tomorrow. And may the best person win. All right. With that being said, it is now time for she's worried about the heat. It's about to get ice cold up in here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now? Grab the bull by the horns, see all that it goes. Nobody tells you where to go from there.
Gentlemen, tomorrow at Tropical Aggression, he will take on Mark Caliber in a Philippine street fight. He is the ice-cold Aaron McFadden. Good evening, Aaron.
Good evening, Revolantes.
So, yes, I forgot to mention that at the top of the hour when we went over the matches, but Aaron, Mark Caliber did answer your challenge, and so... Talk to me about how you feel about it being Mark Caliber that will face you in this Philippine street fight.
Interesting challenge. We've been down this road before. May not be like this, not like the last time.
That's true. You two do have history. You and Mark, so this will be a good, ought to be interesting. Do you hold any resentment towards him? And if you do, is that going to play into tomorrow's match?
When they step through the ropes, the friendship is paused. And I'm looking to end up with a title shot. So
it could happen.
He's just in my way. And the feeling right now is no one is in my way.
All right. Fair enough. And yes, a win over Mark Caliber may indeed get you into that top 25. Certainly it's a possibility. So a lot riding on a victory over Mark. But Mark's been having his own issues of late. I don't know if you've been keeping up with that. It's like he's carrying that. Well, there was something. He's carrying something in the bag, and there was, like, liquid coming out of it and all kinds of stuff. And he won't really come out and say what the heck he's talking about. Do you have any clue what's going on with him?
With Mark, you never know.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That is maybe the truest thing that's ever been said on this radio show.
Yeah, pretty close. Yep, pretty close. But all right. Well, with that being said, anything you have to say to Mark?
Prepare for a fight. That's all I gotta say.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. That will be a Filipino street fight tomorrow. Aaron McFadden against Mark Caliber. Good matchup there, all vacant. You didn't get a chance to weigh in on it. How do you feel that's going to play out?
I think I'm going with good serving of cold.
Looking for that cold front, were you?
Yeah, I think it is. I think a cold front's going to move in.
All right. Well, there you go, Aaron. Some confidence from El Vacant that you will beat Mark Caliber tomorrow. So that's certainly a plus. But at any rate, with that being said, good luck to you tomorrow against Mark Caliber. And we will see you then.
One more thing.
Okay.
I hear these people like talking about the lack of confidence. If you go into a match thinking you're going to lose, you're going to lose. So you, no matter who you're facing, you bring out your best and you give it your all. You work your ass off and you don't come in with a loser mentality.
See, he knows. He gets it.
There you go. I like it, Aaron. I like it. Confidence. You don't come in here saying, oh, I might win, I might not. No, that's not how it works, ladies and gentlemen. Come in here. Talk the talk. Walk the walk. All right. Thanks,
Aaron. I'm here to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And this is actually pretty tasty bubble gum, man.
Not made of pork, is it?
No, that's tomorrow. That's okay.
All right. Thank you, Aaron, and good speech there, buddy. Good speech. People should take heed. Be more confident when you come on here. Tell us you're going to kick some ass. That's what I like to hear. All right. Judge, are you still around? Judge. Unmute, Judge.
Big shiny button, Judge.
All right. Apparently.
There we go.
There he is.
There he is.
So, Judge.
I was trying to say cool and air conditioned.
I hear you. So. You want to give any final a final plug to your events here real quick?
Yes. Unfortunately, okay, the tournament for Hatfield McCoy has just went out. The sign-ups for Hatfield McCoy's tournament has went out, so you can sign up for that. As far as the Survivor thing, I have to find the link so I can't tell everybody signed up to it or not. I think there's a link in the homepage. I'm just actually made one, but it didn't take for some reason. But so I'm looking for it. So if anybody happens to have it, please send it to me. But I think you are pretty good. That I don't think anybody else is going to sign up, so we'll probably just go with the 14707.
All right. Sounds good. So Survivor starts tomorrow here at Tropical Aggression. The Hatfield McCoy tournament is open for sign-ups. You'll know for sure which one it is because, it's kind of hard to miss. All right. At any rate, thank you, Judge. Appreciate it very much. Good work. And with that being said, last thing I'd like to promote, ladies and gentlemen, real quick, that we will be here tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the RAWF Radio Network for RAWF Tropical Aggression. And Sign-ups, I believe, are still open. Maeve, you can confirm or deny for Papa Shaker's tournament. The Pulmonary Fibrosis Awareness Tournament. Is this still open for sign-ups, Maeve?
As far as I know, it's still open for sign-ups. If you need an invitation to FBA, let me know.
All right. And another good cause. For Papa Shaker, always great at running these tournaments. All right. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to call it a night. Elvacan, any final thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely come by the truck and try out the new Lechon, the tacos, because, oh, my God, I'm telling you, they are worth it.
All right. We will see you all tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Tropical Aggression for Elvacan and everyone else. Thank you for coming tonight. This has been REWF After Hours. We'll see you tomorrow night for Tropical Aggression. Good night, everybody.
Tropical Aggression.